Retaliation threats hang between Syria and Israel. Tensions are reaching a breaking point in South Sudan, and Estonian believers embrace peace and restoration enthusiastically. We'll provide the details on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Syria is considering a retaliatory strike against Israel. In a protest filed with the United Nations, it says it has a right to self-defense following Israel's preemptive strike on a military convoy. Iran, Hezbollah, and Russia all agree. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says,
"What we see now is the rest of the world and the rest of that region almost taking sides in this discussion of whether or not Israel had the right to do this. Is this an act of war? And so it's hard to know what's going to happen from here."
The situation also reveals weakness in the Assad regime. If it topples, the resulting fray has the potential to devolve into war with Israel, the focal point. Christians are caught in the middle. It's not a totally helpless situation, though.
The biggest thing we can do is pray. You know, sometimes we say that almost as if that's sort of our fallback position. But the reality is, what they need more than anything else is they need God to move in the situation, and they need protection, and they need peace, and they need encouragement.
Meanwhile, fighting in South Sudan has everyone on edge.
People are trying to go about their lives, but those tensions remain just below the surface.
Kids Alive International works in South Sudan, and Matt Parker says they've seen a lot of conflict recently. Tribal tensions bring the violence close to home in Wau, where Kids Alive helps over 30 children.
They could hear gunshots, but generally, they've stayed safe and everyone is well.
He says times like these draw children to the Prince of Peace, Jesus.
Kids are asking questions. They're involved in talking and praying about the situation.
It's not just tribal fighting that has South Sudan up in arms. Sudan keeps stalling in resolution talks over the Abay border region. Pray.
Peace between different tribes, peace between Sudan and South Sudan, and that long-term solutions would be found to some of the underlying problems in the country.
This is Mission Network News. Ever want to find a retreat where you could focus on healing and reconciliation with God? Charlie and Mickey Chastain have a vision for just that in Estonia. Through the Mission Society, they minister to local pastors and Christian leaders. Mickey says,
"Our ultimate vision is to actually develop a center, a prayer retreat center, a spiritual center, for people to come, and we feel like God is leading us to do that in Estonia."
The Chastains tried to launch a retreat center project, but quickly discovered local believers had already taken ownership of the project.
"We are doing this with Estonians. That is absolutely clear to me and Charlie. This is not something we can, the two of us, just go in and do this thing. You know, that would not be appropriate, and we would likely do it wrong."
They're counting on prayer every step of the way. Pray that the Chastains' ministry will bring local pastors and leaders closer with a relationship with Christ. And are you a carpenter but don't think God can use you to make an eternal difference in someone's life in Honduras? Well, think again. Orphan's Heart needs you to go to San Pedro Sula, Honduras. Ron Gunter with Orphan's Heart says they work with a missionary there.
He's helping an entire village to build homes, and about 25 homes have been built so far.
Just recently, they built a community center that doubles as a church.
What we have is an immediate need to get a team of 6 or 8 or 10 carpenters to go down and to build the cabinetry that's needed in the community center, to build shelving, and then also to build pews that would be used for the worship services on Sunday.
Gunter says they need an experienced team to go in and do this quickly.
We have our plans in place. We have the materials in place. We just need someone with the skill set to be able to do this.
Get more info at missionnetworknews.org. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Want to inspire kids in your life to love the Bible? Faith Comes by Hearing is making available the Kids Bible. Audio dramas of your favorite Old and New Testament stories. The word-for-word scripture will help bring the Bible to life for kids in your life. Get your free Kids Bible MP3 CD at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.